now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today on Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at Spanish football. People yes, might actually say, why Swiss Up and Spanish football? Well, we are, but we're going to talk about FC Barcelona and why it wouldn't exist in its current form if it wasn't for a Swiss entrepreneur. So, Dario, take us through that.
Yes, so this past weekend I was on vacation in Barcelona, and in the guidebook I took along with me, I stumbled upon the origin story of the world-famous Barcelona football club and its Swiss founder, Hans Gumper, and I immediately knew, of course, that I had found this week's topic for Swiss Up.
Absolutely.
That's the story.
That's the
origin story of this episode.
Okay, because you were in Barcelona and you found out all about Hans Gumper. So who was he?
Well, Gumper was born in 1877, so a while back already, yeah, in Winterthur, and grew up in Zurich, where he learned his craft as a tradesman. But really, Hans Gumper's passion had always been the sports. He was a keen cyclist, runner, and football player, and was very highly regarded as such at the time in Switzerland. He actually went on to become one of the co-founders and the first captain of the FC Zurich before he moved to Barcelona.
Okay, so what took him to Barcelona then?
Well, in 1899, then at the age of 22, Gumper traveled to the city to visit his uncle, who was living there. Hans was on his way to Africa, where he was supposed to set up some sugar trading companies, but ended up staying in Barcelona because he simply fell in love with the city and decided to extend his stay, which then became a stay of many, many years.
Okay, so he obviously liked football, so he went to found a football club in Barcelona.
Yes, on the 22nd of October in 1899, he put out an advert in a local newspaper in which he declared his intention to form a football club that he envisioned as a tool of social integration that was democratically governed and very open to all, no matter their origin. This because he initially contacted a man who had a gym in Barcelona to create a football club, but that man told him that no, he wasn't so keen on creating a football club that would include foreigners.
Right.
So that's why Gumper then went on anyways to create a club that would be open to foreigners.
Okay, so he put this advert into the papers, said, all are welcome to my new football club. What was the response to that ad?
Well, the first ad already got a positive response, and a little over a month later, the Football Club Barcelona was founded by a bunch of Swiss, British, and Spanish football enthusiasts. Gumper became the first captain of the club and also scored the first ever goal for Barca in its second game. Later, he became president of the club, raised funds for Barca's first stadium, and over the following 17 years helped make the club a successful symbol of Catalan identity also.
Okay, so you've thrown in another nugget there. The first goal ever scored by FC Barcelona was by a Swiss, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, however, and sadly, it came to a bit of a tragic end.
Yes, because during a game in 1925, FC Barcelona fans booed the Spanish national anthem that was not at all to the liking of the Spanish dictator of the time, Primo de Rivera. He subsequently accused Gumper of promoting Catalan nationalism and forced him into exile. Now, Gumper had to leave his friends, his life's work, his beloved Barcelona. And a few years later, on July 30th in 1930, he committed suicide after a period of depression. Whether this was directly linked to him being exiled from Barcelona is not known, but it certainly didn't help for him to have to leave the city.
I think it's fair to make that link, frankly, I'd have thought. So what was the reaction in Barcelona to the news of his death?
Well, of course, people were shocked, and many attended his funeral because he was widely loved and very well integrated in the city. Hans Gamper actually became fluent in Catalan over the years he spent in Barcelona, and he even officially changed his name from Hans Gamper to Juan Gamper, the Catalan version of his name. So yes, people were moved, and he was actually laid to rest in the city's Montjuïc Cemetery there. So you can still visit his grave there. He's still in the city, yeah.
He's still, he rests there today.
Yeah.
But his legacy, however, lives on in the form of a cup.
Yes, in 1966, FC Barcelona created the Juan Gamper Trophy for a pre-season tournament in his honor. There is a Juan Gamper Street in Barcelona, and in Zurich, a small street, the Gamperstraße, is dedicated to him. But the biggest legacy, of course, is FC Barcelona itself and its many spin-offs.
Okay. Now, there is perhaps a little urban myth, legend, that we might want to sort out and rectify here.
Yes, that just as a little add-on nugget to this story, because you know how the colors of the FC Barcelona, this red and blue stripes pattern, kind of resembles the red and blue stripy theme of FC Basel in Switzerland. And it is sometimes said that this was also due to Gamper, who imported that same pattern and color combination from Switzerland, so from Basel, a club where he also had played previously a few games, that he imported all of this to Barcelona. And this is actually not proven. According to the official version, the color scheme Blaugrana, how it is called officially, was proposed by two English brothers who were also very involved in the early days of FC Barcelona and who had been inspired by the colors used by the rugby team of the British school they had attended. So yes, there's
right.
a little Britain in that story also.
Okay, a little bit. Just goes
just for
to,
you.
Just, yes, exactly. So just as a show how all these things have mixed together and all those different nationalities mixed together over the years.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, to form FC Barcelona. All right, well, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, of course, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.